the bakery. As I finished brushing my fingers through my long, dark brown hair, I smoothed down my pretty blue outfit and blinked my big brown eyes, making sure my makeup was still in good condition. I took a quick look at my curvy figure in the mirror. Well, it was really a chocolate waterfall that fell so smooth, it looked like a shiny brown mirror. And started off. I had snuck away from my Wonka Factory tour group, taking it upon myself to explore the wondrous place. The tour guide was much too monotone and boring for me. I walked down the hallway in the opposite direction from the group and observed all the doors we passed. I found a side door labeled Bakery and tilted my head curiously. I didn't know Wonka made pastries too, I thought to myself. So intrigued, I quickly slipped inside. It was dark, so I flicked on some lights. The view that met me was simply stunning. My eyes widened at the sight of case upon case of delicious, ornate pastries of all kinds. There were donuts, plain, glazed, iced, and jelly-filled. There were cakes, tall, intricately decorated ones of chocolate and marzipan, and simple, but well-crafted ones of strawberry and buttercream. There were eclairs, croissants, scones, muffins, cookies, cupcakes, all the most lovely and tastiest looking desserts that you ever see. And finally, in the glass case, was held my favorite dessert of all, pie. I licked my lips at the sight of flaky buttery crust, powdered sugar, and cherry, apple, chocolate, lemon, pumpkin, and blueberry filling. I felt my stomach begin to growl. I had to have some. No one was around. I was all alone in this room of scrumptious pastries. Walking past each case, I smiled and eyed the desserts with hunger. I went behind the case, opened it, and took a couple here and there. After a while of snacking, I reached the pie case. I was almost giddy with anticipation. I wondered which one I wanted to try the most. Looking over each one, my eyes settled on the beautiful, crumbly blueberry pie with thick whipped cream on top. The berries were nice and ripe. The crust looked so buttery, and it was topped with pastry crumbles and heavy whipping cream. I knew that that was the one I just had to have. Carefully removing it from the case, I set it on top and searched around for a fork. My hands felt beneath the case on a small shelf, and eventually, I found some plastic forks. I took one and returned to the succulent blueberry pie. This is gonna be so good, I said quietly to myself. My fork cut into the pie smoothly, and I lifted the bite to my lips, closing my eyes in bliss once it was in my mouth. The blueberries were so juicy and all together, the pie was the best I'd ever tasted. I cut another bite, and another, and another. I kept on taking forkful after forkful of the magnificent dessert until I suddenly realized that I'd eaten the whole pie. Oh well, I said. It's not like anyone's gonna miss it anyway. I'm glad I had it all to myself. Licking my lips of juice and crumbs, I then wiped my mouth with a napkin and closed the pie case, also throwing away the tin the blueberry pie had been in. I was making my way to leave and explore the next room I could find when I felt a strange rumbling in my belly. I stopped in my tracks and looked down. Nothing happened. I waited a moment, then shrugged. As I was going to keep walking, the rumbling happened again. I waited once more, and after a bit, the strange feeling subsided. With a shake of my head, I kept walking, then noticed a mirror on the wall to my right. Smiling a little, I went over to do it to check my appearance as I often did. My smile quickly disappeared though, when, to my complete and utter puzzlement, I saw that my skin was blue. I didn't really panic at first, as it was actually a rich and lovely shade of blue. I brought my hands out in front of me and rest assured, they were blue as well. Rubbing at my palm with my index finger, I tried to see if the pigment would come off, but to no avail. My brow furrowed in confusion. What the heck? I backed up from the mirror until I reached the open space in the center of the room. I thought to leave and get help, But then I had to explain how this happened and what I was doing in the bakery without authorization. Sighing, I looked around for anything that would help the situation, then felt this strange rumbling in my belly once again. This time, it didn't go away, and instead grew stronger. I felt a light tingling all over the rest of my body. I looked back down at my midsection with confusion and a little panic. It now felt somewhat tight, and even though I had eaten a whole pie, this was a bit much. I put my hands upon it and felt an odd pressure. It seemed like my stomach was almost pushing back. What's happening to me? My small voice asked shakily. That's when things began to escalate to much larger proportions. My taut belly ballooned outward, pushing firmly against my hands. What? I gasped in confusion. The soft midsection began to swell, slowly becoming the size of a beach ball. My loose blue outfit was now a little tight, as it was being filled out by my bloating body. I let out a small yelp when I felt my ass cheeks suddenly become very heavy, throwing off my balance a bit. Turning to look, my eyes widened at how large my bottom had become. Each side was as large as a watermelon. I couldn't ignore my belly any longer, of course, because it was pushing hard against the belt I was wearing around my middle. And it hurt. My fingers fumbled with the buckle, but the pressure was so great that I couldn't pry it open. Gritting my teeth, I waited for it to come off on its own. Bang! Relief overcame me when I felt the belt pop off and fly across the room, soon to be replaced by uneasiness. However, as I watched my stomach surge forward, becoming even more ample and full than before. It was the strangest thing. I felt like a big water balloon. I was growing fat and round, as if I were being filled with air. But the heaviness I was feeling let me know that there was some sort of liquid inside of me making me expand. All of a sudden, I made the connection. Juice. It's blueberry juice. I breathed in shock. I'm turning into a blueberry. A thought to run for help occurred to me, but it was far too late for that, as I had grown so heavy that running, or walking with ease anyway, was nigh on impossible. My bottom half had plumped up pretty well by now, making me look like a very heavily pregnant lady, with a huge ass, of course. Unfortunately, all I could really do was watch in panic as I grew fatter and fatter with blueberry juice. I then felt a tingling in my breast, which became a similar rumbling that I felt in my belly before. My blue nipples were already hard and protruding against my top. I hadn't worn a bra because my outfit was so loose and it didn't matter. But now my breasts began to inflate, and boy, did they get big. It was very odd. I could feel the juice sloshing around inside of my breasts. Bringing a hand up, I squeezed my right one lightly. My mouth twisted up a bit, as I was pretty weirded out. My breasts felt like a swollen water balloon. Both had already doubled in size from what they used to be, but they didn't stop there. They just kept swelling and swelling, as did the rest of me. My crotch swelled downward, and I made a little noise as it touched the ground. Even though it was still covered by my pants, it felt strange and tingly all the same. As my crotch dropped, it forced my legs further and further apart, making it more difficult to move, but I could still stand. By now, my belly had grown so much that my arms could no longer stay all the way down. They laid at an angle upon the distended mass and were being constantly lifted upward. I ran my hands over as much as my body as I could reach, trying to familiarize myself with my transformation and trying to make sense of it all. I laid them upon my enormous belly, which I could no longer see below. All I could see in front of me were my fat, juicy breasts and bloated blue stomach. A sense of panic overcame me as I felt my arms and legs beginning to swell also. I was starting to round out, my backside fusing with my back, and my stomach fusing with my upper body and breast. My chest was now pressing up against my chin, giving the impression of a double chin, and making it somewhat difficult to turn my head. And still the juice kept on flowing and filling me up, bigger and bigger with every moment. At this point, I look massively obese and almost completely filled out my blue outfit, which was surprisingly stretching pretty nicely. I couldn't believe this was happening to me. I had eaten an entire blueberry pie and was becoming a plump, ripe blueberry myself. As I felt myself slowly becoming spherical, my now blue eyes darted around the room, looking for something, anything that would help me. No one was there. I was completely alone in this big room, swelling up beyond belief. I decided to yell to see if anyone would hear me. Help! Help me! Help! Help! To my dismay, right at that moment, a rush of juice flowed up in my fattening face and stifled my cries for help, blowing up my cheeks so much that my mouth was now permanently shut. All I could do now was moan and groan pathetically. Now, at long last, my arms and legs were sucked into my big round body, leaving only my small chubby face, two tiny blue hands, and feet sticking out from my now completely spherical shape. The expansion had stopped. No longer did juice flow inside me. No longer did I grow and swell. I had become a blueberry. I flapped my little hands helplessly just to feel like I could still move, even though I was pretty near immobile, and tried my hardest to cry out. But all that could be heard were pathetic muffled sounds. What's going to happen to me now? I thought. I'm nothing but a big plump blueberry that could hardly move, and I can't even talk. To my surprise, I heard a noise come from the opposite side of the room I had entered. Turning my head the best I could, I tried to look to see what it was. The main door had opened, and in walked Wonka himself, along with a team of Oompa Loompas, and, to my embarrassment, my former tour group. They all began to marvel and chatter about me, some snapping pictures on their iPhones and some simply staring. I heard their murmurs and say my cheeks blushed a light purple, rather than pink.
Look how big she is!
How much do you suppose she weighs?
Do you think she'll stay like that forever? I think I heard Wonka say she's gonna pop if they don't juice her. Whatever that means.
Hurry, get another picture. Man, this is all gonna be all over Twitter. I could do nothing to defend myself against their comments or leave. I simply stood there, extremely embarrassed. Wonka gave me a look of disappointment, then leaned down to whisper something to an Oompa Loompa standing beside him. The Oompa nodded and signaled to the others in the team. I watched them carefully, wondering what was going to happen next. To my surprise, they formed a circle around me and began to sing. Confused and somewhat creeped out, and against my better judgment, I tried to move away, managing only to waddle and turn slightly, as I was much too heavy and fat to walk properly. I looked around in panic at the Oompa Loompas as they moved closer to me, finally getting close enough to put their little hands on me. I helplessly flapped my tiny blue hands and made small noises of protest, but it did no good. They simply continued what they were doing and slowly lowered me backward. They really had no trouble doing so. I was so enormously fat, but not much of a different height than I was before. Anyhow, if I wasn't completely helpless before, I was now. All I could do was moan, flap my hands, and move my feet, which obviously did nothing. I made a muffled cry as I felt the Oompa Loompas begin to roll me back and forth in time with their very embarrassing song. Oompa Loompa Doompity-Doo, I have another puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doompity-Dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Desserts such as these are hard to resist. One of each kind you held in your fat fist. But gobbling whole pies is greedy and wrong. Eating and eating all day long, the way that a pig does. Oompa Loompa Doopity-Da, given good manners you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Doopity-Doo. During the last verse, the Oompas turned me toward a door that I hadn't seen there before. It was much larger than a regular door. I assumed it was specifically for someone my size. The song ended, and the little man rolled me out of the room and into a long hallway. I wondered where they were taking me. I wondered what was going to happen to me. I thought to ask. I had forgotten I could no longer talk and tried to ask the Oompa Loompa closest to my head. Where are you taking me? He simply chuckled a little and went back to looking ahead. As if he'd read my mind, Wonka strolled up beside us and spoke.
You, my dear, are being taken to the juicing room.